I am Jayashree Nagrale, and this is the Success Rituals Podcast, a show where we interview the top achievers on the planet and get a sneak peek into their daily habits and rituals and find out what makes them tick.
Reevaluate some things and have the courage to take a chance so that you can live the rest of your life as fulfilled as you imagine that it can be.
Hi, and welcome to the Success Rituals Podcast. This week, we are joined by the gorgeous Mallory Aveline. Mallory is a purpose-driven entrepreneur, a wife, and a mother of three. This woman has her hands full. She finds fulfillment through her various businesses. She is the owner of a highly sought-after salon, a real estate investor alongside her husband, and at the forefront of her passion is her most recent endeavor, the Aveline Collective. Through her live events, coaching, and speaking gigs, she is helping initiate the change that women want in their lives. Join me in welcoming Mallory Aveline.
So, Aveline, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. Would you like to tell us, our viewers, a little background about yourself and what you do?
I'm a multifaceted entrepreneur. I always say very intentional entrepreneur. And I've just been an entrepreneur really my whole adult life. I've always been into creating something for me. I grew up with entrepreneur parents, so I think that it was just in me. And so I own a salon, a very successful salon in my home state of Oklahoma. And then I own a real estate investment company alongside my husband, and I also have a speaking and coaching business where I work to empower women.
Apart from that, you're also a mom?
I am. I'm a mother of three. They're kind of spread out, and I'm very happily married to my husband, who is just one of my best friends. We've actually known each other our entire lives. We met in third grade. We've built a really incredible life together, and so it keeps me on my toes. I'm very busy, but it's all busy with things that I absolutely love.
That's so amazing. And how action-packed your days are. And
yes, that's why when we were talking back and forth, I said no day is ever the same in our house.
On an average day, what is your schedule like? Like from the time, say, you wake up till you retire for bed. On an average, what is it like? Are you like always on the go, or do you take out some time for yourself and then handle the day?
That's a great question. I do my best to take some time for myself. I'm somebody that rises pretty early. I'm up between 5 and 6 a.m. daily because I know that once my day gets going, it's nonstop. And so I like to have that time in the morning for peace, whether I'm reading or journaling or praying or meditating. I like that time in the morning for at least like 30 minutes, get my mind right for the day. And then every day is so different, but I pretty much go sun up to sundown. And so I do my best to recognize, I never want to get to a place where I'm at burnout. And so I try to recognize when I do need time, and I schedule time with my children, and I schedule dates with my husband still. And we really try to take time, and I don't believe there's such thing as a perfect. Try to have a little of that.
You said you take out like 30 minutes every day for your journaling, for meditation, and to get your mind right. So can you give us a little sneak peek into that that duration? We want to know what fuels you. And out of those rituals, if you had time to do just one, what would that be?
Gosh, they're all connected for me. I don't think there is just one. You know, I know people have very different faith-based beliefs or religious beliefs or something like that. But I think it's really being in tune with yourself and with your creator and with that energy that we all carry. And if that's off, I don't feel productive in my day. And so I like to reflect. I would say if I didn't take time to journal, which sometimes my journaling is a prayer, sometimes it's focusing in on, you know, a particular thing that I'm going through. But if we take the time to really reflect on why we're showing up the way that we are, why we're behaving the way that we are, then I think then we can recognize it and correct what we need to. And so for me, they're all tied together, but I definitely say journaling and taking the time to write and understand myself has been one of the biggest assets for me.
Yeah. Absolutely. I do this ritual called as the morning pages. It's taken from the artist's way. And there the author mentioned something called as morning pages, where every morning you kind of just write 3 pages of like total unconscious writing. So without thinking, you just put pen on the paper and write whatever comes to your head. So that's a way of emptying your brain and having that clear channel.
Yeah, I love that. You do. You have to clear the space for the good to come in. So you kind of got to dump the things out that don't need to be there.
Yes, exactly. It's like starting a day with a fresh cup and you remove the existing contents first.
Yes, I love that.
Aveline, where can our listeners learn more about you?
So my website is MalloryAveline.com. And if you want me to spell it out, because it is unique, it's MalloryAveline.com. And that has a lot of information about the different businesses that I'm involved in. Besides the real estate investing, we kind of keep that entirely separate. But on Facebook, on Instagram, it's the same. It's Mallory Aveline. And I really do connect with people there. You know, social media has been such a great platform for business because I have really been able to connect people all over the world, which I think is just incredible. And I really do take the time to listen to people and really talk to people and get to know, because one of the things that I love in supporting other people through entrepreneurship and through the journey of becoming what they really want to be for their lives is really connecting with people and really creating community. And so my website's a great place to find information, and then my Facebook and my Instagram as well.
Absolutely. And your Instagram page is like fantastic. And that is where we connected. You guys really need to check out her page. It's so amazing. Aveline, is there anything else that you'd like to add that I did not ask you that I should have?
There's always something you can add. There's always so much more. But I really encourage people to reflect on their lives and really decide what in your life is serving you and what's not serving you. And that could be a job that you hate going to every day. So maybe it's time to rethink your career, or maybe it's friends that you're surrounded by that aren't lifting you and encouraging you like they should. Maybe they're dragging you down. So maybe it's time to reevaluate relationships or friendships in your life. And so I would just say, really take the time to reflect. If you're in a place in your life that you're not fulfilled and you're not happy, reevaluate some things and have the courage to take a chance so that you can live the rest of your life as fulfilled as you imagine that it can be.
Absolutely. As you said, one of the best ways for that reflection is journaling, because you are in that state where you are calmer and you are more in tune with yourself. And since we are doing a physical activity, yes, our mind doesn't wander too much. Journaling is a good place to start.
Yeah, it is a great place to start. You have to self-reflect, and you really do have to become just really in tune and aware of yourself.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day ahead.
You too. Have a great day.